Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today's reading shall be from Exodus, chapters 36 through 38. And again, this is from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, which I have here. We begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin in Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab and all cunning men, to whom the Lord gave wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. For Moses had called Bezaleel, and Aholiab, and all the wise-hearted men in whose hearts the Lord had given wisdom, even as many as their hearts encouraged to come into that work to work it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it. Also they brought still unto him free gifts every morning. So all the wise men that wrought all the holy work came every man from his work which they wrought, and spake to Moses, "The people bring too much and more than enough for the use of the work which the Lord hath commanded to be made." Then Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the host, saying, "Let neither man nor woman prepare any more work for the oblation of the sanctuary." So the people were stayed from offering. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. All the cunning men, therefore, among the workmen, made for the tabernacle 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet. Cherubims of broidered work made they upon them. The length of 1 curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits. And the curtains were all of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains together, and the other 5 coupled he together. And he made strings of blue silk by ye edge of 1 curtain, and the self-edge of ye coupling. Likewise he made on the side of the other curtain in the self-edge of the 2nd coupling. 50 strings made he in the 1 curtain, and 50 strings made he in the edge of the other curtain, which was in the 2nd coupling. The strings were set one against another. After, he made 50 taches of gold, and coupled the curtains one to another with the taches. So it was 1 tabernacle. Also he made curtains of goat's hair for the covering upon the tabernacle. He made them to the number of 11 curtains. The length of 1 curtain had 30 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains were of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. Also he made 50 strings upon the edge of 1 curtain in ye self-edge, in the coupling, and 50 strings made he upon the edge of the other curtain in the 2nd coupling. He also made 50 taches of brass to couple the covering that it might be one. And he made a covering upon the pavilion of ram's skins dyed red, a covering of badger's skins above. Likewise he made the boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood to stand up. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of one board was 1.5 cubits. One board had 2 tenons, set in order as the feet of a ladder, one against another. Thus made he for all the boards of ye tabernacle. So he made 20 boards for ye south side of the tabernacle, even full south. And 40 sockets of silver made he under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. Also for the other side of the tabernacle toward the north he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. Likewise, toward the west side of the tabernacle he made 6 boards. and two boards made he in the corners of the tabernacle for either side. And they were joined beneath, and likewise were made sure above with a ring. Thus he did to both in both corners. So there were 8 boards and their 16 sockets of silver, under every board 2 sockets. After he made bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards in the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 for the boards in the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle on the side toward the west. And he made the middest bar to shoot through the boards, from the one end to the other. He overlaid also the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold for plates for the bars, and covered the bars with gold. Moreover, he made a veil of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and of fine twined linen, with cherubims of broidered work made he it, and made thereunto 4 pillars of shittim, and overlaid them with gold, whose hooks were also of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, and needlework. And the 5 pillars of it with their hooks, and overlaid their chapiters and their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. Exodus chapter 37. After this, Bezalel made the ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half long, and a cubit and a half broad, and a cubit and a half high, and overlaid it with fine gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about, and cast for it 4 rings of gold, for ye 4 corners of it, that is, 2 rings for ye one side of it, and 2 rings for the other side thereof. Also he made bars of shittim wood, and covered them with gold, and put the bars in the rings by the sides of the ark, to bear the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half was the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubims of gold upon the 2 ends of the mercy seat, even of work beaten with the hammer made he them. 1 cherub on ye one end, and another cherub on the other end. Of the mercy seat made he the cherubims at the 2 ends thereof. And ye cherubims spread out their wings on high, and covered the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces were one towards another. Toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubims. Also he made the table of shittim wood. 2 cubits was the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half the height of it. And he overlaid it with fine gold, and made unto thereto a crown of gold round about. Also he made thereto a border of an handbreadth round about, and made upon ye border a crown of gold round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. Against the border were the rings, as places for the bars to bear the table. And he made the bars of shittim wood, and covered them with gold to bear the table. Also he made the instruments for the table of pure gold, dishes for it, and incense cups for it, and goblets for it, and coverings for it wherewith it should be covered. Likewise he made the candlestick of pure gold, of work beaten out with a hammer made he the candlestick, and his shaft, and his branches, his balls, and his knops, and his flowers were of one piece. And 6 branches came out of the sides thereof, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side of it, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side of it. In 1 branch 3 bowls, made like almonds, a knop and a flower, and in another branch 3 bowls made like almonds, a knop and a flower. And so throughout the 6 branches that proceeded out of the candlestick. And upon the candlestick were 4 bowls after the fashion of almonds, the knops thereof and the flowers thereof. That is, under every 2 branches, a knop made thereof, and a knop under the 2nd branch thereof, and a knop under the 3rd branch thereof, according to the 6 branches coming out of it. Their knops and their branches were of the same. It was all one beaten work of pure gold. And he made for it 7 lamps with ye snuffers, and snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold made he it with all the instruments thereof. Furthermore, he made the perfume altar of shittim wood. The length of it was a cubit, and the breadth of it a cubit. It was square, and 2 cubits high, and the horns thereof was of the same. And he covered it with pure gold, both the top and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it, and made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made 2 rings of gold for it, and under the crown thereof, in the 2 corners of the 2 sides thereof, to put bars in, for to bear it therewith. Also he made the bars of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the sweet pure incense after the apothecary's art. Finally, Exodus chapter 38. Also he made the altar of the burnt offering of shittim wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was square, and 3 cubits high. And he made unto it horns, and the 4 corners thereof. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. Also he made all the instruments of the altar, ye ashpans, the basins, and the basins, ye flesh hooks, and the censers. All the instruments thereof made he of brass. Moreover, he made a brass grate wrought like a net to the altar, under the compass of it beneath in the midst of it, and cast 4 rings of brass for ye 4 ends of the grate to put bars in. And he made the bars of shittim wood, and covered them with brass, the which bars he put into the rings on the sides of the altar to bear it without, withal, and made it hollow within ye boards. Also he made the laver of brass, and the foot of it of brass, of the glasses of ye women that did assemble, and came together at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Finally he made ye court on the south side, full south. The hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, having 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And on the north side the hangings were 100 cubits, their pillars 20, and their sockets of brass 20, ye hooks of ye pillars and their fillets of silver. On the west side also were hangings of 50 cubits, their 10 pillars with their 10 sockets, ye hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And toward the east side, full east, were hangings of 50 cubits. The hangings of the one side were 15 cubits, their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And of the other side of the court gate on both sides were hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. All the hangings of the court round about were of fine twined linen, but the sockets of the pillars were of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver, and the covering of their chapiters of silver, and all the pillars of the court were hooped about with silver. He made also the hanging of the gate of the court of needlework, blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, even 20 cubits long, and 5 cubits in height and breadth, like the hangings of the court. And their pillars were 4, with their 4 sockets of brass, their hooks of silver, and the coverings of their chapiters, and their fillets of silver. But all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about were of brass. These are the parts of the tabernacle, I mean, of the tabernacle of the testimony, which was appointed by the commandment of Moses for the office of ye Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. So Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all yet the Lord commanded Moses, and with him Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, a cunning workman, and an embroiderer, and a worker of needlework in blue silk, and in purple, and in scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold that was occupied in all ye work wrought for the holy place, which was the gold of the offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. But the silver of them that were numbered in the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,770 and 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. a portion for a man, that is, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, for all them that were numbered from 20 years old and above, among 600,000 and 3,550 men. Moreover, there were 100 talents of silver to cast the sockets of the sanctuary, and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of 100 talents, a talent for a socket. But he made the hooks for the pillars of 1,775 shekels, and overlaid their chapiters, and made fillets about them. Also the brass of the offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. Whereof he made ye sockets to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate which was for it, with all the instruments of the altar, and the sockets of the court round about, and the sockets for the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Please join me tomorrow to finish the book of Exodus.